I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You can link up with Dr. Wilbur Allen through coasttocoastam.com. Find out a little bit more about him. Go to one of his websites, but he also has a YouTube channel as well. Subscribe and enjoy. And it would be wrong for me to ignore this question, because this was asked of the three panelists who spoke. Two of them were, you know, relatively high-ranking Navy officers, and then David Grutch as well, who came out and talked about the non-human biologics and some of the other things that he has seen and found very disturbing, and felt like the government wasn't being forthcoming enough about what it knows already about UAPs. So I'll ask you the question that was asked of them. Have you ever personally experienced career setbacks or the kind of prejudice personally that we know that has existed for other people who have come forward and had these, tried to have a sober conversation about UFOs?
I achieved the position of Air Force One engineer for Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. And, you know, H.W. Bush, before becoming president, was head of the Central Intelligence Agency. So for me, logically, and in those positions that I held for the duration of the time that I did engineer Air Force One, I maintained silence. I did not talk about my experiences as a child in which extraterrestrials visited me. Both of my parents were SAC, which is Strategic Air Command, which is the United States Air Force, and they both dealt with nuclear weapons. And in the cases that I experienced, the same biological entity would appear in my room, Star Trek style. It would beam in and just stand there and look at me. And it was absolutely abstract to me, especially as a child who's never experienced extraterrestrials, to see this extraterrestrial entity manifest into my room.
But that doesn't necessarily answer the question. So you stayed silent. What happened when you started to speak out? Did you ever experience?
I didn't start speaking out until well after my tenure on board Air Force One, because I didn't want to compromise my position. So I maintained silence. But in speaking out, I never experienced any malice or prejudice associated to the research data that I presented to the public.
Okay, but then you'll have to agree. There have been plenty of people who are PhDs who are teaching in mainstream universities who would have had a different experience.
Absolutely, but then you have to consider the technology that I created was unlike anything anyone on this planet had utilized. And for the purpose of application, I took existing technology and augmented it for the application of scanning space.
David Fravor, a former Navy commander, spoke in front of Congress this week. He said that he and some other military pilots spotted the famous TikTok. Sorry,
yes.
Tic-Tac.
Which is a biological organism, by the way.
Right. Okay, so the very same Tic-Tac he saw, that was not a craft, that was an organism.
Yes. My data clearly indicates I've got 3,000 samples of the Tic-Tac, that it is specifically an organism. What's interesting, of the 3,000 samples, I can only match one. And the one that I matched was a high-energy Tic-Tac, which I would suggest to the United States military not to engage.
Because?
It is high energy, and it would definitely devastate the planet.
Okay. So you don't think that there was a non-human biologic inside of the Tic-Tac?
I could not ascertain that. What I could ascertain was the fact that whatever these objects were, they had some form of identity. Each Tic-Tac was uniform in terms of its shape, but different in overall applications. When you start to do a comparative analysis, it made it impossible for me to match these objects.
The performance is pretty consistent in these Tic-Tac videos.
Oh, absolutely. They have warp capability. They left our fastest jets, the F-18s, standing in the dust.
And that's what David Fravor was saying, and others were agreeing, that it went from Mach 0 to Mach 1 in like 1 second.
Blink your eye. If you blinked your eye, you missed it. You didn't see it.
Right.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So, A, is it possible that this was some sort of drone? And B, what do you think the purpose of this is, if you had to extrapolate the data?
I believe that the anomalies that I documented were organisms, not drones. There was some kind of biological entity in each of the files, which is interesting.
But let me challenge you before we go forward. I don't know that we're just, I say drone and you say, oh no, that's biological. I still think that that could just be a whole new category of drone, right? That if we can get, if a drone is something that is in our service, like, you know, a drone bee or something like that, that it doesn't have a mind of its own, that it follows the orders that it is given in for surveillance or for some other function, it's still a drone. It may end up being its own category of drone, but we've already flirted with that on this planet, right? We've already used dolphins as drones. We've already, right? I mean, we've already done a lot of different things as drones.
We did. We did, in fact, use dolphins as drones. But what was interesting is these objects, the Tic Tacs, were initially documented and encountered by the International Space Station in space as they came in from outer space and entered into our atmosphere.
Okay.
So we have documentation of that.
So
NASA
what
has documentation of that.
What do you think the purpose is?
Unknown, because each of the objects was, as I mentioned, was very unique and very specific. And whatever the objects were, they were not terrestrial. The radio show.
Okay, but wait, but not terrestrial, again, comes down to if we had to have a purpose, right? If we had to explain in some sort of broader sense what a purpose is, are we being surveilled? Is this do you suspect that this is some sort of, you know, an advanced search party that's going out to determine what the defenses are, and how is it possible that these UAPs that have encountered human beings have done so in such a non-combative manner, where it was just kind of like, hey, I'm going to go here, chase me, kind of a, almost sort of a fun and games or cat and mouse kind of context?
They were not hostile, wherever they are. And what was interesting is it appeared consistency, meaning I documented, as mentioned, 3,000 files, and in the 3,000 files, there is a uniform consistency in terms of trajectories. The objects were all flowing in the same direction, and they all appeared to have something in terms of a mission in which they were accomplishing.
Okay. Now, that would be for the Tic Tac videos. What's the next step up? What's the next class up, if you will?
The tubular spacecraft.
Okay, that you think those would have the non-human biologics in it?
The tubular spacecraft and the spacecraft that looked like needles. There were objects that were documented by NASA during NASA Grumman during Operation Echo 812-1960, and the documentation in which NASA Grumman documented is 100% consistent with the objects that are documented in space currently.
Okay. And what any thought of what that would be? Again, just further
unknown.
Surveillance?
Unknown. Whatever they are, they would warp by at warp velocity, and my cameras were capable of detecting them clearly.
Okay. Why would there be formations? What would be the purpose based on your...
Unknown. Okay. Unknown. It was rather interesting that I was documenting these objects. How and why I was able to do that was based on the technology that I created. But in terms of their overall mission and what they're doing here, I could not answer that question.
Okay. Because there's a lot of people who sort of dismiss this still on the basis that I encountered some of them at Deacon Punnett, my Twitter handle, that there are some people that kind of go to the videos and they say, well, you know, obviously they're not advanced technology, or they wouldn't have been discovered, or that they wouldn't have been brought down in a crash landing, that just would undermine any sort of claim that these were interdimensional, or that these were of some sort of extraordinary origin. Because how could you travel, you know, millions of miles to come here and land on Earth and then blow it as soon as you came through the Earth's atmosphere?
I believe most of the crafts that crashed were intentionally ditched, and that technology was specifically ditched to give us the upper edge in technological advances.
You think they're playing favorites on Earth?
I believe they're playing favorites on Earth, yes.
And you believe that we are the beneficiary of that favoritism?
We are the Borg. We've assimilated that technology.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Wilbur Allen about the UAP congressional testimony. So we had three different people that spoke to Congress, all of whom had some unique knowledge. The one who had some of the most interesting stories is the first to say, I've never actually seen one, and that's David Grutch. Did you watch the hearings?
I did not watch the hearings. I was too busy preparing myself for this show. But what is interesting, though, the military is coming forth with some data. They're withholding a bulk majority of the information in which they've gathered. There are objects, as I mentioned, in our atmosphere that exist in invisibility. So if they're invisible, we can't see them. And they could come at any time and land, and they would be directly in front of us, and we wouldn't know a thing because we can't see in that level of light.
Okay, but then how do you know they exist?
My data is rather specific, and it did indeed document them.
Okay, so we can document what, some sort of displacement? We can document, what can your data do that
I'm not sure what the military FLIR can do. Military FLIR, mind you, is 680p. My technology is 4K and full color, and it's a completely different application and a different level of sensitivity. It's a more advanced system of scanning space. I took a 14-inch conventional telescope and converted it into a 900-millimeter F2 lens. And in doing so, I was able to scan space at 900 millimeters at F2. If you're familiar with camera technology, it's a lens that's wide open. And it was able to clearly detect and record these objects as they flew by into my frame of perspective.
Okay, so you've been serving in an advisory capacity. You give lots of good advice. You monitor, you research, but you didn't have a chance to catch the specific congressional testimony this week. Why now, do you think?
I believe they believe that the human population is ready for it. Look at all the movies that came out, all the aliens and all the things that are presented. It was indeed indoctrinating us for things to come.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, if one were to go with that theory, though, there's been a pretty ample supply of films for years. I do think that this betrays the government position that some people presume, that says that the reason why they retain this information is because they don't think we're able to handle it. We're going to freak out as a public.
Exactly.
I think there's been sort of a collective yawn about it. I don't see anybody building new churches or doing anything, shifting their values, or everybody just kind of picks up and goes right back to work.
They've been indoctrinated to it. In fact, the sci-fi films make it almost impossible to believe.
Yeah, which sci-fi film do you think gets it closest?
The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, really?
That's interesting. Yes, that's one possibility. But I don't watch that many movies that are associated to UFOs. And in fact, there aren't that many movies that do present that particular level of information.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.